This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. We've made it to the last trading day of the week. It's Friday and the benchmark indices gained for the fifth consecutive session. They ended with very minor gains, so just up close to about 0.2%, but it's been slowly, steadily climbing up. Let's quickly stack up the cues that we have for you. U.S. markets end with narrow losses, but Biden, President-elect Joe Biden, has revealed the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. This even as U.S. jobless claims continue to surge, so markets will be fixated on the stimulus plans. But again, there is no exuberance that you can see in the U.S. markets post the announcement of the stimulus plans. Perhaps it was much expected. Brent crude prices have inched a tad bit, so currently it's hovering between $56 to $57 per barrel. Dollar index continues to stay above the 90 mark. The FIs purchased in the cash markets yesterday, they bought 1,077 crore in the cash market. The DII selling was 188 crore. Well, it's going to be a lot about the earnings because we've, you know, kick-started the earnings season. HCL Technology will be reporting numbers before markets open up for trade. The question is whether the good run can continue the party in the IT stocks given the strong earnings. So HCL Technology should be on your radar. PVR, L&T Finance to also report numbers today. And tomorrow you will have Big Boy, HDFC Bank, which will be reporting numbers. In earnings reaction, it's Dell Networks, where on the back of a sharp increase in the company's other income and some improvement in margins, the profits have gone up from 19 crore to 66 crore. So that is a big jump that you can see in Dell Networks. So that should keep the spotlight on that particular counter. Apart from that, PNC Infra has achieved a financial closure for one of the highway projects. The total project size is about 2,000 odd crore. So that is another stock keep on your radar. Other than that, it should be on the quieter side. Bharti Airtel should be on your radar because MSCI has confirmed that they have the foreign ownership in Bharti Airtel as well as its subsidiaries is there, which means it will be eligible for a review when it happens next month. So Bharti Airtel could see some more action today. With that, it's me signing off. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.